Can I just say something?
Oh, yes, of course, of course.
We used to live in Africa.
And
I just wanted to tell you something very small from a story I heard. When we looked at people in Africa, sometimes we would see ladies carrying a big basket on their heads. Much bigger than this. And they would balance it with no hands. And sometimes they would be full of things from the farm. And there was this story is about an old lady who had very heavy burden on her head. It was so heavy. And she had no money for a taxi. And sometimes these taxis would go by with flat place behind
pickup.
And then one kind taxi driver stopped her. He said, come and sit behind in my taxi. I have no money. Okay, it doesn't matter, just sit behind. So he helped her climb up and she sat down behind.
And
the taxi took her all the way, a long way, right to her village. And at the end, he came to help her down. And he was shocked because she was still carrying this very heavy basket on her head. And he said to her, why didn't you put it down? And she said, oh, I was so afraid you might ask me to pay for me and for my burden. She said, I thought, well, if I at least carried it, then you wouldn't ask me for two lots of money.
And
you know, Christians can be like that. The Lord says to us, I freely forgive you. But we still carry on our heads the burden of our past. And the Lord wants us to believe that he has paid for everything. That taxi driver said, I was carrying both you and your burden, and you didn't need to keep it on your head. So if ever you are burdened by your past, remember you are freely forgiven.
And so if some of you are sitting here with baskets on your head this morning, better put them down now. There are visible baskets and invisible. Well, let me tell you another story. There's a lot of children here this morning. Big children and little children. So here's another story. This is a story from China. You know where China is? I don't know, somewhere near the Philippines. Okay. Well, there was... China is one of the oldest, greatest empires in the world. Not as big as the British Empire, but old. Anyway, I don't know. And the emperor, 4,000 years ago, was very old. And he had no son to be emperor after
him.
So he said, we need a successor. He said, I'm going to give a test. Any young man who wants to be emperor can come to the palace.
So
500 young men came to the palace for the test.
And
the emperor brought out a basket full of seeds. There were different kinds of seeds, big ones, little ones, all kinds of seeds in the basket. And he said, all you young men, take a seed. This is the test, he said. Come back in 6 months and show me what you have done with that seed.
It wasn't this basket.
This was from Norway, but no. And so there was one young man named Yan Nan, Chinese name. Can you say Yan Nan? Chinese. Don't say it like
Chinese.
Don't say it like you looked at it. Yana. Can you say Yana?
Yana.
Good, very good. And anyway, one young man, Yana, he came and took a seat and he ran home. And he got a pot of earth. And he put the best soil in there and he put the seed in. And he put it near the sunlight. He watered it. But after 1 week, there was nothing. Now the emperor had made them promise to come back in 6 months on a certain day. Whatever you have, he says, you must promise to come back. So he went to some of the others to see what they were doing with their seed. One person, he had a little green shoot coming up like that. Another one had a bigger one like that. And you could see that, oh, he was so jealous. He had nothing. So the day came, 6 months, he went back with nothing.
Then no ticket in awesome of ping as you to Takinara and Pata Sulitana would soon hang his swimming.
Some people have beautiful flowers come up from their pots. This isn't real, but anyway. They came and they showed the emperor what they got. Others have flowers like this. It's fantastic what they have. And the emperor went around looking at everything. And he looked at Yan Lan's pot, which was empty. Yan-Nan had tears in his eyes. He thought, this is terrible. At last the emperor said, we found a winner. We know who the next emperor will be. He said, it will be Yan-Nan. Yan-Nan said, what, me? Why me? All the others were so disappointed, why not me? Oh, it's very simple, said the emperor. When I brought out the basket of seed, I had cooked the seed for 3 hours before I gave it you. It was all dead seed. So he said, these people are all liars. Only Yan-Nan is telling the truth. And he said, we need an emperor who will tell the truth. Amen. Now you see, why did I tell you that story? Why did I tell you that story? Stephen, I'm looking at you. Why did I tell you that story? I don't know. It's a nice story, isn't it? It's a nice story. Well as being a nice story, you know, some Christians think that being a Christian is pretending to be good. Yeah, they feel bad in their hearts, but they pretend, they feel they must pretend to be good. Now, if you have bad thoughts, I don't want you to just bring out your bad thoughts. No, I don't want that.
Tema isima neng piung itu nisima gubit na sakal kujing itu ma tema angkat nang itu ma.
But a Christian can only begin by going to God as he is.
Kisene upetu yuk imegun nama sunali mama ni sakti umatitiano ni guti usanganu.
If your faith is small, don't pretend to have big faith. Just go as you are.
Upinne mikittu garapat sulu sangano tailigit upinne ange jualu jatindu.
If you have sins,
taimettu gavit taimettu luti sangano.
Don't cover them up. Go as you are.
Ijersimangilugit talitisimagaswagilugit ima taimettu gavit ima sakituinami.
And God will take you from there and make you something wonderful. Now, I want this morning to talk to you about faith.
And
there is a passage in the Bible that tells us about a man of great faith. In Luke chapter 7, verse 1 to 10, is this man of faith.
Luke chapter 7,
verses 1 to 10. Do you want to read it, Matthew? You want to read it? Okay. Come to the microphone.
Luke
come.
Chapter 6.
7, 1 to 10. Come and read it here.
Luke chapter 7, verse 1 to 10.
Yep.
Jesus said, I'm going to go to the house. Tanam tak saya dengan yukkan Yesus itu sahami jutit dengan yukkan diliwa Yesus itu kaya kaya hulu kopi jingat ni pium negeri sini aman tak ku diliwa Yesus itu upak kami jut acau lutik seno begiwa upak kopi hulu kuhang lutik lu tanam tak saya dengan yukkan ilinu ika yukkan yang hamna itu. Inau hati buk pinnagin magi, upinamurlo katimagit sangin tinne sanayaw di cisimabu. Yesus yulu tapong ngaw di lukpay, illo malo. Katlimat yuk unataktuk saya yuk hangat ilan nakayam ni tilisibo, ukayak tapullo wit ima, atamiya, isimarim ni amna, hanok. Na lokotigama ilinni itekoti yareksa illunnun ubangalo ilinnun upauti yareksa na lokotiguma ohatunnalle pehuligunnerlupi pijigaru tabba piyunneeni appo ubangattau ayokkahama amataktsa hotakallumalo siala ayanne ilamannullu ohagoma ikummare taikunnakko tabba. Asyik nuluha oma khairi khairu dabba, pilih nuluha oma una sana lau sana ba dabba. Yesus yang tu sahami yang kemana aku tiga ba, pinu gak tuarui malik dini takut salubin ohau tiba, ohau tiba si Yesus yang lain kimi uning Allah taima, pinu muka yesine tiga yumi khairu oksimang milena, tak kuaru tulisi yum. Una taktuk sayin anga yukhaata illuma utegamita takubutaksuma pijinga pijumneet simalamma. Amen.
Amen. Okay. But the centurion and the faith here. Okay. Now, Jesus said of this man, he had the greatest faith in all Israel. Nobody had greater faith. You know, when you read that, you realize that a person of faith is rare.
teemme tänne ohjelmaa, kun tautun luku, isomakin jäljellä luku, pitää haluaa niitä teemme, että ne ympärysulle tahtoni.
Person of great faith is very rare.
Teemme ympärysulle tahtoni, että jäljellä, nänne sijat seuraa.
When I think of the history of the world, I know of very few preachers who had great faith. People who were totally committed to what God said. And a lot of people misunderstand faith. They think that we can create faith, we cannot create faith. Faith does not come from human effort. The Bible says it comes by hearing the word of God. So you're in the best place today to get faith. And faith will always come to people who listen to God's word. But faith is not a thing. It's a relationship of trust. Do you believe I exist? Does anybody here believe I exist? One person here believes I exist.
Yeah.
One person here, bit uncertain. Stephen has no idea at all. Oh, you one finger. You give me one finger. Okay. But you know, do I exist? Do I exist?
Yeah, you think
I exist? Okay. Now I need to borrow $200,000. Do you trust me? Ah, you see, faith that I exist and trust are two different things. You see, there's different levels. Faith that Jesus exists is not really the faith he wants. He wants trust, and he wants something more. He wants surrender. Now my wife, she's married me, she's believed, she's trusted me with her life. No, it was an act of faith, but no, don't worry, not that big. Anyway, it was an act of faith. You see, that's what Jesus wants. He wants that act of commitment and surrender to him. So we have faith that he exists. Trust in that he is good. And surrender to him, commitment to him, that he will take care of our whole life. And therefore, faith is also courage. It takes courage to believe God. Well, let's look at this man's faith. Let's look at it. This was a soldier.
And
he He was a, we know a little bit about him, he was from, he was a foreigner, he was not a Jew. He was living in
Capernaum.
And when he got there, he must have asked the Jews what they believed.
And
the Jews believed in the law of Moses.
The law of Moses. Ten Commandments.
And that law made many Romans believe that this was the true God. There is no other religion that has such a wonderful law of righteousness.
A what?
Law, such a good law. There's no other religion has such a good law. But also they would tell him that they were waiting for the Messiah to come. And this man was so touched that he built a synagogue for the Jews in Capernaum. They probably had a very poor little house where they worship God. And he probably said, if your God is so great, why don't you build a better house for him? He built a synagogue. He gave a lot of money for this project. And that's where we start this story. And then we read that he had a slave. Now, if I was in the slave market today, if I was on sale, if I was being sold in auction, how much would you pay for me? $100,000.
Thank you.
At the starting bid, I hope. You see now, if you were going to buy me in the market, you would probably look at my age and say, well, how old is he? How many years has he got left?
Look
at my strength. You say, wow, he's strong. You look at his brain, wow, so intelligent. All these things you would look at and you would put a price. No, we have a bid of 100,000, thank you, Faith. But what if I were really sick? What if I only had a few weeks to live? What if I were stupid, uneducated? What if I was lazy? And I'd misused my life and I was a hopeless, worthless case? What if I was a criminal? And had done bad things? Who would pay for me? The answer is, Jesus paid for us all. Jesus died on the cross for everybody. For good people and bad people, he died for everybody. Actually, the Bible says there are no good people. But this man had a slave. And the Bible says this man loved his slaves. And that the slave was sick. And then the Bible says that he heard about Jesus. He never met him. According to this story, the centurion soldier never met Jesus. Not physically. He never heard him preach. He never saw him. He only heard about
him.
Maybe he was in the house one day and he saw the servants talking. They were excited. He said, "What are you talking about?" They said, "There's a wonderful thing happening. There's a prophet in Israel. A preacher. He's so wonderful. Wherever he goes, wonderful things happen. Sick people are healed. People who have been prostitutes, moral failures, have been changed. Their lives have been changed. Mad people have become sane again. Mad people have become sane. And even he has raised the dead. And this man said, "Excuse me, could you say that again? Could you tell me that story again? I want to hear the details. Tell me everything." And I think they told him the stories of Jesus over and over again. This man believed. What did he believe? Well, notice before we go any further, he never met Jesus. He never heard him preach. He's just like you and me, he only had the stories. He's got the same thing that we've got. And faith does not come from seeing, it comes from hearing the stories of Jesus. And God's word can come in different ways. But you heard God's word through a testimony from faith this morning. God's
word
from a story from Vicky. This is God's word coming to you. Who is Jesus? And we are hearing who Jesus is. Well, what did this man believe about Jesus? Well, we read this, that he sent his friends to ask Jesus to say a word. And the Jews came from this man to Jesus to say, we've come from the centurion to ask you to come. Jesus said, I will come. But on the way, somebody ran ahead and said, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. And the centurion said, no, 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 he shouldn't come here. He don't, he mustn't come to my house. Go back and tell him, just say a word. That's all I want is a word. He said, he's a man in authority. I know what he's like. He can just say a word. So this man believed that Jesus had the authority to command sickness.
That is
the faith that Jesus is himself God. I don't have that authority to command sickness. No man has that authority. That authority is the power of life and death. God hasn't given the power of life and death to men. But Jesus has the power of life and death. He can heal the sick, he can cast out demons, he can raise the dead. Because he is God. He is God. He is God in human form. That man who lived 2,000 years ago in our world was God in human form. Jesus is God. And this man believed it. He said, you can say a word and it will happen. So he believed in his authority and he believed in the power of his word to say what it, to fulfill what he said. But he also believed that Jesus was good. Somehow he believed that God wanted to do good to his servant. You know, there are sometimes you can appeal to a government agent for mercy or some help, but they're not good. They don't always give you what you want. But this man believed that Jesus wanted to do good to people. And he believed that God is good. Now God is good. Jesus is good. He has not come this morning to hurt us or harm us. In fact, there is nothing in God to hurt people. There is power to harm, but it is not in God. It is in sin that is the power to hurt. And if we receive hurt from life, it is because of our sin. God is good. and will not hurt us, but will direct things for our good. And he can even turn the bad things that happen in our lives to our good. And the Bible reveals that we have, that God is good. The Bible says that love thinks no evil. And God cannot think or do anything bad. God is not only good, he is pure good. He is the definition, he is the meaning of goodness. So when you pray to God, you know that God will do you no harm. He may have to take things out of your life, like the surgeon who cuts out a cancer from
life.
But his cut is to heal, not to harm. Praise God. So we come to God believing in his goodness. But this man also did not believe in his own goodness. He said, "Don't come to my house. I am not worthy. I am not good." God does not answer our prayers because we believe in ourselves. There is no reason to believe in ourselves. We are nothing. We are hopeless. We are nothing. But God is good. God has the power. So when we come to God, we're not trusting in our prayers or our goodness, we're trusting in him and his goodness. And the last thing about this man's faith is that he did not pray for himself. You know, this man prayed for a slave. He loved his slave. He believed that this Son of God would accept him and bless his slave. When Jesus heard this man's prayer, he said, "This is great faith." This is a man who just believes me. Who trusts me. So completely. He's not even concerned about himself. He's trusting me for himself. He is so free from self, he's praying for others. He said, "I haven't found such great faith, not in Israel." When Jesus said that, there were these rulers of the synagogue around him. All the pastors and the preachers were standing around him. And there was the apostles, there was Peter, James and John, they were also from Israel. I think perhaps the rulers of the synagogue said, "Excuse me, we're here." Maybe Peter said, "Yeah, and I'm here." The apostle John said, "I'm here." Jesus said, no, no, you haven't got this faith. You're always asking for signs and proofs and extra words and more. You're not believing me when I speak. Peter had to be called to the ministry 3 times. Yeah, 3 times, that's right. Yeah, 3 times, that's right. And you know, so many times they went back, they came back, their faith was weak faith. Jesus said, I haven't found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Can he find such great faith in all of Nunavut? Cape Dorset. This room. What about the whole of Canada? How many people really believe God so simply? Now you could say, oh, that's discouraging to think that faith is so rare. It can be discouraging, but listen to the encouragement. Faith is a very special fruit in the heart. It is not as common as snow. It is a rare thing. It isn't a natural thing. It's supernatural. It is not human, it's divine. It is the effect of the Holy Spirit working in your heart. And this should encourage you not to look to yourself, but to look to God for this and to treasure the working of the Holy Spirit in your life. When the Holy Spirit stirs in your heart, treasure it. When you read a part of the Bible that touches your heart, read it again and again. Let faith come in fullness. The Bible says, let faith have its perfect work. Let faith fill your heart and take over your heart. What you have are the beginnings of faith. Now let faith grow. Because it is not human, it is something that you must nourish like a seed. The basket of seed from human beings is dead and empty. But the Word of God is living and powerful. And it's different to every other thing we hear or see in this world. The Word of God is more precious than gold. God drops his word in your heart like a little letter dropping through the door. Oh, sorry, you don't have letters.
You don't have letters.
Treasure that word from God. It is more precious than
gold.
What do you get when you believe God? Here's three things you get when you believe God. Number one, the best of all. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. Isn't that wonderful? You shall be saved. You shall go to heaven when you die. You shall have a relationship with God in this world. You have the hope of eternal life because you believe. Second thing, he gives the Holy Spirit to them who believe. The Holy Spirit, the effect of God's presence, the holy presence of God, he gives it when we believe. And the third thing, answers prayer when we believe. It's not prayer that God hears, it's believing prayer. Jesus said, when you pray, believe. Well, this man said, just say the word. The Bible says that Jesus said, I haven't found so great faith, not in Israel. And there in Luke 7 it says this.
Luke 7
in verse 10 it says, they went back to the house. The servant was well. He'd been dying. He was, a change had come. God answered faith. And God is not a God of just ideas. God works in our hearts when we believe. And there is healing sometimes, not every time do we get healing. Faith does not mean we have the power of life and death. It means we open our hearts to him who has the power
of life.
And when he comes, there is always blessing through his presence. And he brings his wonderful power and presence to our lives. So let us pray in faith. Amen. Let's pray. Now, what do you want the Lord to do? Do you just need that precious presence of Jesus? Believe him now. And the presence of Jesus comes to you. Father, we welcome your precious presence into our lives. Jesus, we believe you. We believe you exist. We trust your character. That you are good, and we surrender our will and life to you. We receive you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless each one this morning as we pray. Bless with salvation even now as we pray. Come and change each heart. Forever. In Jesus' name.
Jesus, you are there.